Chapter 4, Armageddon. During the next few years, my only refuge was music. I was allowed to go to Suzuki camp again and continue my lessons. Although I had been classically trained in violin, I began to adore the energy and adventure of fiddling, as well as the unique sense of belonging when a group of us fiddled anything from Irish Reels to The Devil Went Down to Georgia, a song that would have been strictly forbidden at church or school. At home, everything except the monotony of homework seemed to change rapidly. In 1991, Savannah graduated from Alta Academy, followed the next year by Brittany. It seemed impossible to me that my babies, Joshua and Jordan, had now begun second grade, Zach was already in first, and Elisa was no longer toddling around. Sometimes I cried quietly at how quickly my siblings were growing. However, Mom had had another sweet baby girl, Sherry, who had come on the heels of Levi, so there wasn't much time to miss diapers and bottles. As we adjusted to an ever-changing household, it became apparent that something was dreadfully wrong with Christine. No one was able to pinpoint the cause of her mysterious suffering, but she had difficulty breathing, suffered from headaches and intense pain in her chest, and couldn't seem to rest. We didn't dare take her to a doctor, so she became the subject of many experimental treatments. Our mother, aunts, and concerned friends tried multiple homegrown and home-tested remedies. Everything from fasting to colon cleanses to ice baths, she chopped raw onions and pressed them onto a paper towel, which she laid upon her chest and abdomen every night for a year. Sometimes when I went to visit her room to brush the hair back from her dark and sunken eyes, I listened to the sounds of the house and wondered if she was suffering a physical manifestation of the hopelessness of her eventual fate. She was now 20, hardly a spring chicken in the eyes of the FLDS. When Ruland Jeffs had become our new prophet, he had halted the practice of quickly marrying off women as soon as they turned 18, desiring to get to know his people first. Only recently had the aging prophet begun performing marriages again, so there was hope of marriage and family.